This is your KUTX Soundcheck. After 15 years at the Salt Lick Barbecue Pavilion, the renowned Old Settlers Music Fest is tying up its stakes and heading to its new home a year earlier than expected. The festival has been held at the Salt Lick Barbecue Pavilion, located about 20 miles southwest of downtown, since 2002. And though they knew Old Settlers would have to move to a new location by 2019, festival organizers received word from Salt Lick owner Scott Roberts last Tuesday that Old Settlers will indeed need a new home by 2018 instead. In the letter, Roberts expressed his disinterest in disrupting neighbors moving into the new developments popping up in the surrounding Driftwood area. Thankfully, Old Settlers already has a new home, 145 beautiful acres perfect for the future of the festival and effectively doubling its space. The land is located in Dale, Texas, about 10 miles east of Lockhart. The challenge now is getting the grounds festival ready by next April. Last month, we covered the story of SoundCloud's impending doom as rumors leaked that the company had only enough fiscal integrity to survive fewer than 2 months. The online music hosting platform landed a gracious, to say the least, financing round last Friday, funding the company with $170 million from two firms. Merchant bank firm The Rain Group, which holds stakes in entities such as Vice Media and C3 Presents, and Tamasek Holdings, a state-run Singaporean holding company. Management of SoundCloud is also shifting as co-founder Alex Leung steps down as CEO, as former Vimeo CEO Kerry Trainer steps into the seat. Trainer brings with him former Vimeo COO Mark Weissman to fill in the same seat at SoundCloud. Leung will stay with the company as a board member. So, rappers, bedroom producers, and SoundCloud lurkers out there, not to worry, your orange-colored rabbit hole won't be getting plugged anytime soon. For more Soundcheck music news, visit our website at kutx.org. I'm Taylor Wallace, Jack Anderson is our producer, and this is KUTX.